Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
It is Wellness Wednesday. It is great to be here today. Andy, thanks for being here with us.
Wellness Wednesday, huh?
Wellness Wednesday. Do you like that?
I like it. Yeah, it has a nice little alliteration to it. I like it.
And that way we can all remember when we're supposed to be here.
Wise Wellness Wednesday. Yeah.
Wise Wellness Wednesday.
With if you're wise,
Richard
you're
here. And Kaylee. Richard.
Yeah, that's right. And Kaylee.
Wonderful Wise
Wellness
Wednesday. Anyway.
We're getting somewhere.
Brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are Southern Utah's leader in providing palliative care to the community, and we're on this radio program to get the community to understand what that can be.
Now, well, before you guys get rolling, I had a conversation. I'm not going to say who it was, but it was someone yesterday, and they said, "Well, how do these guys get their money? I mean, I bet it's expensive, huh?" And I, after all the shows that you guys we're a year now, right? There are people still going, I can't afford Pathway. It amazes me.
I know. That was one of the things that we were talking about this morning that we wanted to talk about. Here we've been on the air for a year, and we still get phone calls saying, you know, how expensive is it? It's free through Medicare's, for eligible seniors through Medicare's program.
Say that word again, the four-letter word.
Free. Right. So if you are eligible, and you should find out in advance if you're already eligible or when you will be eligible, because it's a program that we've been paying into since the first day we started working, and you should just take advantage of it. It's not charity. You've been putting money towards this program since the first day you started working.
2.9% of your paycheck.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, 2.9% of your paycheck goes to Medicare, and that's part of this program.
So I guess
program. Technically
it's not free, but it's paid for.
It was paid for in advance by you.
Yeah.
So your money is sitting there. You will either draw it out or you won't.
Yeah,
and sadly, we find that so many people are still so afraid of the word hospice or palliative care that they don't take advantage of it sooner enough, which brings up a story I was going to share.
Right.
Just this week, after an entire year of being on the air, and in fact, the gentleman that made the comment called us about putting his wife on hospice. And when he called us, he said, I've just been waiting till I thought she was ready. And when we got there, sadly, holy Hannah, she was in an active dying state. And I think we can all kind of figure out what that means.
Yeah. But you know, those are uncomfortable things for people to even consider and talk about on the radio. But we are all going to pass. And there is going to be that time at the end.
But I think what's important about it is he had been struggling to care for her needs all this time by himself and with the help of his sister. That was it. And he could have qualified for this program at the beginning of COVID and maybe even sooner and really had all that support and help where his time could have been focused on creating good memories, spending extra time with his wife. So interestingly enough, he actually is eligible for the palliative care program through Medicare as well. He was really looking forward to taking advantage of it. And his daughter, who is north of here and doesn't have our program, immediately called him and said, no, don't do that. They'll come in, they'll medicate you. You're going to die in a couple of weeks. Don't do that. There's still so much misinformation out there. And sadly, it has been experienced in Southern Utah, but that's the whole reason Pathway came to town, was to change the understanding and the meaning of palliative care. It's a program that Medicare implemented over 20 years ago. It just has never been introduced in Utah before. And when we discovered that through the sad circumstances of my dad, we opened this company to bring palliative provisions to Southern Utah. So we're all about educating the community. And I felt like we were trying to do a good job, but I don't think we've done good enough yet because we're still getting those calls. It's a program that's free through your Medicare benefit if you're eligible. Call us and find out if you are.
And on that story, this gentleman who loved his wife and was caring for went into great expense of buying all of the medical equipment that he thought he would need.
And supplies.
And supplies and everything
else. He was paying for everything out of pocket, which he had already paid for out of pocket through the Medicare program.
Right. All of the earnings that he and his wife had ever gotten and paid Medicare in, that all should have paid for those medical supplies and equipment. And he had quite a bit of medical equipment.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And so that also is part of the free part of hospice and palliative care. If you need medical supplies or if you need medical equipment, then that can be provided for you. So there's no cost. So if anybody is contemplating having to manage care in their own home, if, you know, I guess most of us are kind of carefree in our medical concerns. And then if we have a medical concern, maybe we'll go to a doctor or hospital. But at the point that medical care is going to be needed in the home of any kind, if it's just helping with physical disabilities or things like that, then it's probably time to have this conversation. It's late to have the conversation.
It is. I think emphasis on it's late to have the conversation, so have it as soon as possible, because you may be eligible for some programs and benefits. And that was one of the things I was going to mention and forgot to. But Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is more than just hospice and palliative care. We are your all senior resource. If you need private caregivers in your home, we have lists of people that can do that. If you're looking for facilities, we can help you navigate that system. And again, all free of charge. We're here to help. That's why we opened. But if you have Alzheimer's or ALS, any form of cancer, and Parkinson's disease, anything at all, call to find out what your resources are. It certainly can't help hurt. It's just a helpmate. It's free of charge, and we're here just to help seniors navigate the system. So give Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care a call at
435-477-6999. How do you like that radio voice? I've been thinking about working on that. I don't think I've done it yet.
Well, you don't need one, Richard. You have a good voice already. So
okay, moving on. So one of the things, and let me just say one other thing. When it comes to calling us and asking for information referrals, we aren't doing that because there's any kickback or anything else. We do not take contributions from other people to encourage you to use it.
Yeah, no obligations.
Yeah, we just, there's information available. We think everybody should have it. And we want to make that as easy as possible for people to get it. If it's a facility that you want to look into, we'll help you do that. We don't have any relationships with any specific facility that's going to try and encourage you to go there.
One of our seniors in this town that just loves the concepts, and she's 87 years old now, and had no idea that we were available until her husband needed some assistance, and she just made a phone call. And ever since then, she has been overwhelmed with how much help that we've been able to provide for her, that she's been passing our flyers out in her community and throughout her church and what have you. And she's been trying to, you know, encourage people just to find out. She said we should have a big flashing sign outside our building that says what seniors should know. And that's because, again, the programs are all free. There's never an obligation. And there are so many resources available that people didn't even know about. One of the things that we were able to, one of the things we were able to help her with is, did seniors know that Medicare, again, if eligible, provides 20 rides for free per year per person. So if it's a couple, 40 rides to anything related to medical. So dental appointments, to pick up pharmaceuticals, to go to doctors, whatever. That's an important thing because you could actually give up your car or just decide not to drive one day and they can drive you. You know, it's like a reimbursed Lyft and Uber kind of thing. And if you schedule to have your pharmaceuticals at Costco, you can actually do your shopping and then leave with your pharmaceuticals and shopping and count that as one of your rides. And a lot of seniors don't know those kind of resources are out there for
free.
Free. Good answer, Andy.
I was paying attention. Good answer.
Tracking, I guess, today. So, yes, free. It's all free.
Dementia, you should look into that.
Yeah, I do need to. Or my wife does, because she's the one who's going to have to deal with it.
That's right.
So it's kind of interesting that, you know, as we assess people, we start putting them into age categories and notice changes for things. And it's interesting that, you know, at 65, we're retired and we can qualify for Medicare. But 75 years of age seems to be another important date. If you get to that, things tend to change a little bit. And so we follow studies and try and stay on top of some stuff. And I found some really interesting information that I wanted to share with you. Andy, what is one of the biggest risks that the elderly have, 75 and over?
Talking about in general or just a
general,
daily
I mean, what
life?
Are some of the, and some of the things we might not expect or, you know, really look at and understand. And I'll tell you, it's falls. People tend to fall.
I was actually going to say falling down. I mean, the old cliche, I'm falling, I can't get up. But that really is a thing.
Yeah. And when you're 20 years old, you think, well, yeah, so I fell. I'm going to pop right up and not let anybody know that that happened.
And, right. I'm embarrassed. And that was the extent of it.
That's right. But for our elderly community, those falls are very specific, very significant. You know, when we start breaking bones, it has a drastic effect. There was a study done, and it's interesting that between 2010 and 2016, the number of falls for elderly over 75 doubled. They went from something like around 50 per 100,000 per capita to 100 per 100,000 per capita, which is quite a bit. And that's on a per year basis. And those falls happen and re-happen. And when an elderly person falls and they break a hip, that's a lifetime debilitating, life-shortening event, breaking an arm. In fact, we've got a story that about a lady who broke her arm how that affected her life. So this is actually a story from elsewhere in the country. And we want you to know that we have had some really great experiences with the people that we've worked with our friends, and the way that, you know, their life has been changed. And those are great things. But there was a story of Eileen. And so she was celebrating her 97th birthday, eating lobster, shrimp, and key lime pie with family all around. And her daughter couldn't help but be amazed and thankful that that happened. And Michelle, I'm just going to read some of this. Michelle tenderly recalled that after the family sang happy birthday to Eileen, she blew kisses to all. It was great. You know, it was what she called a God moment. And that was given to them by the gift of hospice. And she talks more about how that worked. She, you know, her mom died a year and a half later, but
this is an emphasis. She, and this is a direct quote, she truly believes if it hadn't been for hospice, she would have died a year and a half earlier. Hospice extended my mother's life.
Right. So she'd been independent, living at home until she was 94, when she fell and broke her arm and some other bones in her feet, okay? Then suffered a stroke while in the hospital. A series of infections and illnesses followed, and Eileen went back to back and forth between the hospital and nursing homes as her health steadily declined. And so her daughter was, you know, talking to the hospital hospice chaplain, and you know, they thought hospice could maybe help because they'd had some experience with that. And so they got on board with a hospice company. And the first thing that the hospice company did, and that's, you know, one of the things we do, is they reviewed the medical information, and the hospice doctor determined that her mother shouldn't be on Parkinson's medication. And once they took her off that, her demeanor was, you know, went from night to day. She was alert. She was, you know, involved. She didn't seem drugged up and things like that. And those were the changes that were made, which allowed her to exist longer. But when we're talking about falls and those kind of things, I think it's important to understand that as we get older, we tend to not have as much balance. And there was a study done at the University of Utah. James Ballard, who's a assistant professor there, did this explanation of all of it, and it really makes some good sense. And I think there's some great information here for all of us who are either elderly, approaching elderly, know people who are elderly, and so just some good facts. So exercise has a direct impact on our ability to not fall, and it's all about balance. But what they did was they studied the different types of exercise, and they found that resistance exercise probably didn't have a lot of benefit when it came to not falling down. And so there are plenty of reasons why people tend to fall as we age. there's age-related changes, of course, and there's cognitive disabilities that happen. And, our gait and our strength and our balance all start to adjust. There are also environmental things that we can change that will help that.
Rugs on the floors.
Yeah.
Furniture that's in the way in doorways or right outside of doorways that might cause tripping and falling hazards.
Clutter in general, all of those things. Unstable furniture to lean on. Mm-hmm. When we have chairs that are a little tippy and we're trying to use those to guide ourselves, that doesn't help. There was also an interesting point that they made about assisted devices for walking, walkers and canes and, those wheeled little carts that you can walk behind. And they said, in the study, they found that most of the time, almost immediately after that person receives that device, they put it aside and don't use it because it's uncomfortable and doesn't work. And so those aren't terribly effective. But it's also interesting, you look at this, that it affects the ability for people to manage themselves, because I don't know about you, Andy, but me, I don't think I could get on a couple of gymnastic parallel bars anymore and do some push-ups. So to imagine that we're going to have an elderly person holding on to a walker and expect them to be able to catch themselves if they start to fall, not necessarily contribute to their balance, but catch themselves when they start to fall, is unlikely. And then that walker gets in the way from their feet being able to, to get out to balance them.
True.
The truth is, had they had time to practice before they felt unstable, mm-hmm. they'd probably be more comfortable using the walker. But as you can probably imagine, putting that walker in your hands and then already being wobbly, trying to navigate that walker can sometimes be a little intimidating. You fear falling on it and having that underneath you or to hurt you even more. So, yes, we're not saying walkers aren't a good thing.
No.
We're just saying that a little exercise beforehand, before you need the walker, will go a long way.
Yeah, if you think a walker might be in your future or a cane, then maybe we want to start working on some other things to begin with. And it's interesting that there's an exercise program. We have the information for it. We will share it with anybody that wants.
Put it on our website.
In fact, we have a link so that you can access it directly, and they'll show you videos of these exercises. But the exercises aren't hard, and I think if we explain them, you'll understand them. But there are some other things we want to take into account. The where you're at right now in your balance control is going to determine how safe you are in testing yourself for balance. So, for example, they start with just having you stand with your feet together, your arms at your side in a standing position under no stress or anything, looking straight ahead. And if you can balance, then close your eyes and see if you can continue to balance. Okay. And that's feet side by side. And then they say, okay, so now move 1 foot forward, three quarters of the way so that you're not exactly side by side. One's a little bit in front of the other, and then do the same thing. And that's the process. And then put your feet one in front of the other in tandem.
Heel to toe.
Yeah, heel to toe, and try and balance. The problem is that if you aren't balanced and you start to fall, you're creating your own fall risk. So before you start doing those things, they suggest that you practice a big step, okay? And that just means step a lot further out than you think you need to. Just get in the habit of doing that, because that's really the thing that we used to do when we were stumbling, is take that big step. But as we've aged and as we have kind of shortened our stride, just to be safe, we're taking smaller steps. And because we take these smaller steps, we're not ready to adjust for that. So really just practice taking a step forward, taking a step back, taking a step to the side. Get in the habit, get your mind and muscle memory to do that before you do any of these other things. And then they suggest that for these exercises, that you stand in a corner of a room so that if you start to fall, the wall can catch you, and maybe with a chair in front of you. But they suggest don't use your hands to try and balance, because that's the problem, is we depend on our hands to do this balancing instead of our feet. And our feet are the only strong enough muscles to help us recover that. So that's in a short explanation, that's really what this is about, is practicing taking steps. Take that big step to the front, side, the back, to get back in balance. And as we do that, then we are more prepared to put ourselves in these tests. If you are elderly and have a balance control, then I would suggest you have somebody there that can work with you. Help catch you if you start to fall. Somebody, of course, younger than you, you know, family member or friend, just to get a feel for where you are in your balance. And if you need to improve that, then again, start taking those steps and little by little going through this. They did the study. It was, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of training per session three times a week. And at the end of 11 to 12 weeks, they saw significant improvement for everybody. But just be prepared for that. And then, it's interesting, he takes this idea even further and says that probably the best potential exercise we have is Tai Chi. I don't know if you're, you know, familiar with Tai Chi that much, but you've probably seen videos on occasion of people in a park just doing a very slow, methodical dance. And Tai Chi is really about managing our balance and you know, movement. And so he had suggested actually following some Tai Chi regimens, and they're pretty straightforward. You can find plenty on the internet and worth doing.
You can. But, you can follow them in your home. But we're opening up, and we have beautiful weather in southern Utah, and there are classes that are opening through the St. George City
Senior Center.
Senior Center, also through the city resources, Parks and Recreation, yeah. And Washington County Parks and Recreation. So look online or give us a call, and we're happy to help you find those resources. And there again, a lot available.
If anybody understands Tai Chi and wants to just go practice in a park somewhere and you let us know, We'll invite lots of people, and you can do that together, and we can make this little community event, you know, no cost, free. Whoever wants to participate. Now, I'm not a Tai Chi master. I have no idea. This is all new information for me, but I would like to go and try it out.
And Richard's shooting from the hip here. That's unplanned, so we don't have any organization on that, but we'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, if the community wants to try and do that, just because, again, it's such a beautiful area, and you know, so if we pick any park and decide, okay, so we're going to get together and do that, and maybe a number of places around town. Anybody who wants to do Tai Chi in a park somewhere, let us know, and we'll let the community know.
And we can still remain 3 feet apart for those of you that are still uncomfortable with that or haven't had your vaccination yet, what have you. But it would be a great opportunity to see some seniors again.
Supposed to be 85 on Saturday, too, so it'll be nice and warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
And I've seen videos for Tai Chi using a walker. So there's, you know, there are plenty of things that you can do at any level of capability. I think there's potential for improvement. So we just want the community to know that we are behind you 100%. We want everybody to be as healthy as possible and to have the best life that they possibly can.
Yeah, to remind you, we are your all things senior resource. So what seniors should know or what questions you have, give Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care a call at 435-477-6999. Remember, we always offer free nursing assessments for any of our seniors, 65 and older, with no eligibility requirement, no insurance requirement, no money, again, free. Our registered nurses, one of our nurses will come out and give you a whole body assessment, look at any spots that you might have or answer any questions about your concerns. They'll take your medication profile back to your doctor to have it reevaluated or whatever concerns or needs that you have. Our nurses will come to your home for free and do that assessment for you because Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is here to help.
And that's Pathway with a P, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. and our phone number is 435-477-6999. Easiest number in the world. In fact, next time you're looking at a phone, go ahead and try and look at how that lays out on the keypad.
Yeah, and then you can tell us next time we're on the radio. Any plans for this weekend, Andy?
I might go do some Tai Chi in the park.
Woohoo!
Would you?
Kind of sounds fun. If I could get clearance from my doctor, because I got the little foot thing going on, so I don't know if I'm allowed to do
that. That's right. You're not supposed to be moving at all. No walking around.
You can sit in a chair and do the upper body stretches.
It would be fun.
Maybe use one of those scooters and see if you can do Tai Chi in a scooter.
Tai Chi in a scooter. Why not, huh? We're out of time, guys.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Great show today.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.